girls are fighting, and I'm here for it. Let's talk about Elon Musk versus Donald Trump, the feud of the two world's most powerful men, on the conspiracies of today's episode of Love Island. All right, I'm letting people get into the chat room. This is my second live stream show ever. Drop a comment if you see me. Tell me if you're on Twitter or if you're on YouTube, so I can make sense of how to work this. All right. Today we're going to talk about what happened on Twitter, Truth Social, and the fallout of the two most powerful people in the world going at it. We're going to talk about what's really in those Epstein files, why we're not going to ever get the truth, and surely this will be the end of my third YouTube channel. So let's get into it today, folks. What happened? All right, there we go. Atomic Entertainment's on YouTube. Good. YouTube's working functionally very well. What happened? Mean tweets happened. All right, mean tweets. And I went to a couple different sources to summarize the news, as if you didn't know already. You already do, of course. First, let's go to Fox News. The headline: Musk unleashes wild Epstein claims against Trump after being booted from Doge. Former president reveals he asked billionaire. Wait a minute, former president? Wait a minute. I'm just reading that again. Why would he be the former president? Let's take a look at that again. Listen up, folks. Yeah, I copied and pasted this. Why would it say former president? That's bizarre. Okay, now I'm on there now, and it's changed. It just says president reveals. I literally copied and pasted. I didn't retype that. Did I type it? Maybe I typed it. Disregard. I don't want to turn into a conspiracy theorist or nothing. Anyway, president reveals he asked billionaire to leave position after months of tension. Now, you know there's a lot of tension there between these two. Everyone knew it from the get-go. They said there's no way two egos this size, two people this powerful, could ever keep a relationship. And then there's a bunch of other sort of side conspiracies of Elon and Stephen Miller and Stephen Miller's wife, and I don't even know, right? None of that really matters in the scheme of the Dark Enlightenment, which is the angle from which I approach this. Let's read to you from Fox. It says, billionaire Elon Musk dropped a serious bomb on social media on Thursday when he made allegations that President Donald Trump was in the Jeffrey Epstein file. And the tweet says, and he tagged at real Donald Trump. He wrote, wait a minute. You know what? I think it says more than that. Let me check this out here. Hang on. Okay. So look at this. Fox News already dropping the ball. That's why no one reads the mainstream media. Because the tweet actually says this. It says, time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. And then right after he connected to the next tweet, it says, mark this post for the future. The truth will come out. So Fox News already cutting off some of the message. Let me read you from Fox News again. The former first buddy dropped the allegation in response to a back-and-forth series of social media messages between him and Trump. Shortly after Musk posted about Trump being on the Epstein file, Trump posted his response to Truth Social. Quote, I don't mind Elon turning against me, but he should have done so months ago. This is one of the greatest bills ever presented to Congress, Trump said, turning his attention to the big, beautiful bill that is before the U.S. Senate. It's a record cut in expenses, $1.6 trillion, and the biggest tax cut ever given. If this bill doesn't pass, there will be a 68% tax increase, and things far worse than that. I didn't create this mess. I'm just here to fix it. This puts our country on a path of greatness. Make America great again. All caps. And then he also apparently wrote, Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate, you know, the electric vehicle mandate, that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew for months I was going to do, and he just went crazy, Trump said on Truth Social. So that's the Fox News angle, all right? I'm going to go to your angle. Let me read through the comments here. All right, looks like I got some Twitter folks on there. Good. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Andrew says, yes, oh, yes. I've talked a long, long time ago about how they would remove old fake Creepy Joe, the actors, and fake Trump the clone. And it looks like it may not be the plane crash we shall see. Okay, and then Atomic Entertainment talks about the Black Eye Club. Yes, I got something about that here later on. Yeah, and that's a good point, Atomic. Remember how this year started out? Started out with an exploding Cybertruck at the Trump Plaza or the Trump Hotel. I did a whole show about it, or no, I did a Substack. Maybe I did a Substack and a show. I don't even know anymore. It's crazy. Mind Hack says, so goofy like Q. Yeah, it is kind of goofy. That's one angle, right? One angle is this is kayfabe. This is all political theater. This is the Chaos Candidate doing what the Chaos Candidate does. Now, something else to consider. Recall, if you're listening to my Diddy trial breakdowns, every week I do a breakdown on Breaking Social Norms podcast. Go to BreakingSocialNorms.com to check that one out. And we talked about, I did a whole deep dive-ish, well, I did a whole discussion about Jonathan Oddie, the guy who Diddy paid to shtup Cassie, because when a man loves a woman, sometimes that man has a bigger man show up, take care of business. And Jonathan Oddie, if you recall, was going on and on about Trump being in the Illuminati, and he went back and forth. I could never get a clear angle if Jonathan Oddie was like pro or anti-Trump. All right. But he suggested, and he did this at the Trump Tower. He was shooting up the place at a Trump Tower and connects into Diddy and all kinds of crazy stuff, man. All right, let's see what else is going on here. Paige Turner. They want us to forget about Palantir. Yes. Yes, Paige. That's right. I think if there is a conspiracy to have behind all this, it's the conspiracy of the mass surveillance program being rolled out through the implementation of AI and the Dark Enlightenment. I'm going to talk about that in the conclusion here. I want to go through a couple more news updates and news angles, and then we're going to break down how this fits into the Dark Enlightenment series. Jacob says he better not touch them VA benefits. Oh, I think they want to, though. I think they want to. It feels fake. Yes. All right, Louis. All right, man. Sick picture on the left of Audrey and Dell. Thank you. Yeah, you can see that. Good. I had a great listener mail that to me, and I am forever indebted and grateful for that. Okay, Reese on YouTube. I heard something interesting. Can't remember who said it. Peter Thiel is an anagram. Rearrange the letters, the reptile. Funny enough, I've got an angle about that later on as well. Let's get into the mainstream news here. The lamestream media. CNN. How are they covering it? Well, the headline's much more subdued. The headline says, Trump and Musk escalate public feud over agenda bill. Well, that's boring, CNN. What are you doing? That's why no one goes to CNN anymore. That's not fun. Where's the fun in that? These are the two most powerful men in the world battling it out, talking smack. I got to be careful not to swear on here. This is what CNN said. But CNN, ironically, has more information about it than Fox. Let's read from CNN, that old communist news network. A public feud exploded today between President Donald Trump and his one-time ally, the tech billionaire Elon Musk. It began this morning during a media event at the White House where Trump said he was very disappointed in the tech billionaire after Musk repeatedly blasted the president's sweeping domestic agenda bill in recent days. And that's one of the issues we've got here. I don't know what started the whole thing. You know, we're going to go through that in the conclusion. Elon showed up with a black eye, and then he started criticizing this bill because the spending bill adds to the deficit. But then Speaker Mike Johnson's like, no, it actually reduces it. But the CBO and all these other people that analyze economic things are saying, no, this adds to the deficit, which Elon and a bunch of libertarian folks justifiably say we shouldn't be adding more debt. But if you know anything about how Ray Dalio explained it, about how every empire is faced with a situation to either employ austerity measures and really tighten the belt or print more money. And guess what they always do? They always print more money. Back to CNN. Trump told reporters, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we will anymore. He told reporters less than 1 week after the two exchanged effusive praise. What the hell is effusive praise? I don't even know what that means. CNN coming at me with the big 12th grade words. It means gushing or demonstrative. The two exchanged gushing praise on Musk's last day in the administration, in which he was granted special government employee status to lead Doge. Okay, then they have a timeline. This is what I wanted to get to, all right? Musk steps back. Last month, Musk said his time in the Trump administration had come to an end as the leader of Doge. That was just in May. Congressional allies of Musk insisted at the time of his departure had no bearing on the future of the agency because they were saying, okay, now, what's the other dude's name? The other dude's going to take over Doge. The Project 2025 guy, the guy who runs that, he's going to run Doge. And if you recall back when they were asking President-elect Trump, well, I guess he was still President Trump because he was a former president. He said he had no idea anything about Project 2025. Yet and still, every single part of the Project 2025 agenda rolling out, and now the guy who, Russ Vought, whatever his name is, now he's going to run Doge. Okay. So then this big, beautiful bill that passed the House and is headed to the Senate or being baited in the Senate, Musk criticized it, saying, hey, this is just adding more deficit, right? He called the bill a disgusting abomination. And he insisted that the elimination of America's electric vehicle tax incentives have nothing to do with this opposition. Then, let's see. Trump responded and said, Musk knew every aspect of this bill. He knew it better than almost anybody. I gotta do the Trump voice, the way he talks. Because when you read Trump, you got to talk like him because it doesn't make sense. He knew every aspect of this bill. He knew it better than almost anybody. And he never had a problem until right after he left. Which is interesting because I actually downloaded the bill. It's 1,000-some pages. Who's reading this whole bill? I know it ain't. In fact, didn't Marjorie Taylor Greene even say she was like, hey, I didn't even read this whole thing. Yeah. They're not doing their job. Because she was upset. She said, yeah, why did I approve the implementation of an AI surveillance state for the next 10 years? Because that's part of the bill, is that there's legality-wise, but the state and local territories or whatever, governments, cannot place any restrictions on AI for the next 10 years if it passes. What that means is if your city says, hey, we don't want video cameras in the town square doing surveillance and tracking if people are jaywalking, because that's China. That's the Chinese credit score system. So we're going to pass legislation so that can't happen. Well, in this case, the federal government can say, tough one, you're going to do it. And there's nothing the state or the local governments can do to stop it. It's a consolidation of power towards the executive, which fits into the Dark Enlightenment because you've got a CEO king. Remember, that's the idea in the techno-authoritarian government that the Dark Enlightenment wants to create. Okay, so back to Trump's response. He said that Elon only developed this problem after he found out that they had cut the EV mandate. We already talked about that. And the president predicted that though Musk had not personally attacked him, he could soon, which he prophetically knew, which adds to one of the explanations and conspiracies about this whole thing, and that is this is all kayfabe. This is all chaos for something else. Is it a distraction? Who knows? It means something else, though. I'm going to get to the comments here in a second. I'm going to catch back up after I get through CNN. Trump also floated the idea of terminating Elon's government contracts, which, as you know, when you want to talk about who's the biggest welfare queen, it is Elon Musk. The guy makes hundreds of billions of dollars on government contracts. Then it says Musk hits back. Shortly afterward, in a stunning real-time response on X, Musk attacked Trump, denying the president's claim that the Tesla CEO knew the inner workings of the agenda bill, which I actually agree. I actually believe that. I mean, it's 1,000 pages. He denied that the removal of the EV tax credit was the reason for his opposition to the bill. He went on to claim that Trump and congressional Republicans would have lost the 2024 election without his support. I also believe that because he donated hundreds of millions of dollars. Musk also asked followers on his ex social media platform whether he should create a new political party. He later claimed that the president is in the Epstein files, and that is the real reason those records have not been publicly released without providing any evidence of where his information was coming from. Musk did not detail how he would have gained access to unreleased files. Hey, what is this? I think I just saw a super chat. Hang on, I'm gonna. All right, let me pause here. Look, I'm new to the live streams. I'm still trying to figure out how to make this work for everybody. All right. All right, let's go back to the beginning so I can catch up on all of them here. Oh boy, you guys are active. I love it. Howley Wahini, Texas, what up? All right, Zells are in the house. Good, good, good. Mine access. Trump and Musk are sleeping together. It's all smokescreen. You heard the kids say he's not the president. I did hear that. That's a good point. Yeah, do you remember that video clip of Elon's kid saying you're not the president? Strange times we live in. Damien says this is the movie Mountainhead. You know, I've never heard of that. I'm gonna pull it up on my other browser and we'll take a look at it. It's 2000. Oh, it's a new movie. Okay. Okay, it's got, what's this dude's name from The Office? Steve Carell's in it. Okay, I'll check it out. Jacob says, should have started to distance himself after the Roman salute. Weird stuff. Marilyn, hit the button. Yeah, thank you, Marilyn. Yeah, hit the like button, mash and subscribe, whatever they say to do, do the things. And I agree, we will never see the files. That is a fact. Jay says, all this to hide non-regulation of AI, or is that a smokescreen for something else? Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. I do think that plays a component here because mass surveillance is the end game. And to be fair, I think no matter what administration was going to be in here, it's quite possible all those things would have all the roads would have led here. I'm going to go down to the super chat. Hang on. Howard. Theater, all theater, keep up the great work, dude. Thank you so much. All right. What does this mean? It says N-O-K. What does that mean? I don't know, but this my little interface here is blowing up, making a big deal about it, so I appreciate that. I'm not sure what that means yet, but I love it. Thank you. What's going on? We're all distracted. Dark enlightenment. Effusive, kissing the ring, excessive gratitude. Marilyn Bannon. Yeah, this could have Bannon's DNA all over it, right? Mind hack, are you actually Marilyn Manson or just a fan? Oh, okay, because the commenter's name is Marilyn M. Got it. Jesus Lopez, shout out to all free feed losers. Yes, free feed losers in the house. Erica loves the impression. Good, thank you. Damien, pretty okay. Yeah, it is okay. Some days I got it. Some days it's dialed in and other days it's not. This was a last-minute show, so I wasn't prepared fully to present my Trump impersonation. Frog Scotch, Massey has put out a very supportive tweet for Elon. I'm not sure who that is. Mind hack, the techno grid, yes. Jacob, they squeeze all the extra crap in those long-ass bills. Our laws shouldn't be like a terms and conditions agreement. Agreed, 100%. Kitties, free feed, losing, love it. Whoever wins, we lose. Oh man, there's a lot of comments. Sorry, I'm gonna try to cruise through these here. Good point, Damien. Talks about how they did air out all of his drug use. It is interesting, right? Elon comes out with the black eye, and then they're like, oh, this guy's just, you know, huffing up ketamine and magic mushrooms. He's a drug addict. He's a drug addict loser. And then he comes out and says all this stuff, and it's kind of crazy, right? It does feel like theater, Catherine. Linda Boom, the Netherlands. Whoa. All right, dope. Oh, Zach's in here. Zach, I got your... I don't know if you can see... I got the Nerds of Killis lamp on. 78 people watching. All right, yeah. Like the live. Like and subscribe. Share with a friend. Okay. All right, I think I'm almost caught up here. Yeah, I'm trying to do more lives. In fact, quick plug, next Thursday, I'm trying to schedule the live so you guys can join me. Next Thursday, June 12th, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, I'm doing a live stream, and we're going to talk about Palantir, and we're going to talk about the AI Dark Enlightenment components, all right? It's going to be fun. Bring your Super Chat money. Make it rain on this hoe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, new wave, big nookie. That's right. I'm going live, baby. But I'm still trying to iron out the kinks, so to speak. I think I got my camera to stop flickering, so that's good. All right, we're going to get back to the show here. Angel, liberals bust a mean O-load today. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is great. This is very entertaining for me. I don't identify as such, but I do have my tendencies, so my granola tendencies. 50 Norwegian crones. Okay, big nookie, got it. Okay. Nick Cage. I got a Nick Cage in there somewhere. Let's see here. Yeah, the Dark Enlightenment. Yeah, that's why I did that series back in, what was it, January, February? I did the Dark Enlightenment series because I knew this was where we were headed. And not because I'm some genius prophet. It's crystal clear to me because I've been looking at this for so long. Okay. All right. We done? We good? Oh, we got another super chat, super sticker? I don't know. Mia Bell, shout out. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Okay. And then finally, Marilyn M. clarified, Thomas Harold Massey is an American politician and engineer, a member of the Republican Party. Massey has been the United States representative for Kentucky's 4th Congressional District since 2012. Okay, got it. All right, salute to the real Red Pill Daddy. Oh, you're too kind. You're gonna make me blush. Double awesome guy. Mind hack with the super chat. Cheers, thank you. All right, okay. Back to the show. Because everyone listening after the fact is like, bro, shut up with the comments. Shut up with the super chats. You should have been here with us being cool. I don't know what you were doing. Okay, so where are we at here? So we're talking about Musk talking trash to Trump and talking about the Epstein thing. Yeah. He also predicted, apparently, this is what CNN said. I didn't see this anywhere. He also predicted that the Trump tariffs will cause a recession in the second half of this year, which a lot of people are saying that, right? A lot of people are saying that, a lot of economy type folks are saying that that's what's going to happen. The tech billionaire also agreed with a post on X calling for Trump to be impeached and for him to be succeeded by Vice President J.D. Vance. And maybe that's where we get into Dark Enlightenment stuff. Maybe that's the trick here. Maybe that's the 5D chess. Because, you know, Peter Thiel has been shoveling cash into J.D. Vance's pockets. And maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want Mr. Guyliner there to push us into the tech utopia. It says also on the CNN, it says, Elon Musk is calling for President Donald Trump's impeachment as the two men's breakup reaches new heights. Yes, Musk posted on his social media platform X in response to another user who wrote, President versus Elon, who wins? My money's on Elon. Trump should be impeached and J.D. Vance should replace him. And then in another post, Musk said, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. Whew, shots fired. According to, then it says, such a move could have a devastating effect on the International Space Station and NASA. According to SpaceX, the Dragon spacecraft is the only spacecraft currently flying that is capable of returning significant amounts of cargo to Earth. In addition to being able to fit 7 passengers, it's considered crucial for transporting cargo and people to the ISS. Who gives a shit? It was a SpaceX Dragon capsule that helped return the two NASA astronauts who got stuck on the ISS for 9 months when the Boeing vehicle had issues. And then CNN, last thing on CNN, and then we're going to get into what I think, what really matters here, all right? CNN put context on the Epstein files, and this is interesting, I mean, especially coming from CNN, right? It says, myriad right-wing media figures have for years suggested the government is hiding secrets relating to Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted PED, who died by, can you even say these words? I'm on YouTube, and everyone has to make a decision with their channels at some point. And I clearly don't make the right decisions. And I say the wrong words, and I get torched. So I'm trying to not get torched. So I'm going to speak in coded language. And I don't know the correct coded language because I don't do this regularly. But as much as it makes me cringe, I'm going to say the coded languages as much as I hate it. Because there was a time where I said, I don't really care. I'm saying the words. And if people can't handle it, then they can buzz off. But I keep getting smacked in the peepee. So, I'm going to keep reading to you. So, Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted PED, who died by unaliving himself in 2019 while awaiting trial for federal trafficking charges. Many versions of the conspiracy theory have asserted that the government is covering up a list of powerful men who also committed heinous crimes. The theory has often been shorthanded as the Epstein client list, even though the best sourced reporter on this beat, Julie K. Brown of the Miami Herald, said those who have worked with the FBI on the cases for decades, say there is no evidence that Epstein kept a ledger or a list of clients who were involved with this S trafficking operation. And from what I've researched, I think that's true. He's got that big black book, but that's just contacts, you know? The inclusion of a person's name in files related to the case does not by itself indicate they've been accused of any wrongdoing. Nevertheless, Trump, who was friends with Epstein decades ago, talked during the 2024 presidential campaign about potentially releasing more government files about the disgraced financier. And that's what Attorney General Pam Bondi sought to do earlier this month, saying Trump directed her to review government files about Epstein and provide transparency to the public. She released an initial tranche of files in February that largely duplicated information that had already been made public. Oh, so much reading. And so not a lot said there, but what is said there is talking about how, if you remember, I believe it was on Fox News, they were interviewing Trump, and they said something to the effect of, they were like, are you going to release files on JFK? Yeah. You're going to release files on 9/11? Yeah. You're going to release files on Epstein? Yeah. Wait a minute. But, then he had this whole stutter step. But, well, we got to look through because some names are in there and we don't ruin people's lives and blah, blah, blah. And the news notoriously chopped that clip up and forgot to add that sort of suffix to the full clip. And look, I don't know what the truth is. I really don't. How would I know? And something else I noticed, I went to InfoWars as well. I wanted to give you a fair and balanced wide spectrum view of this because they're doing a live stream probably right now as I'm talking. They don't have an article. They just had the live video, which I didn't, I wanted to hurry up and get talking to you guys. I don't care about that stuff. Their headline said, Thursday War Room Live, Battle of the MAGA Titans. Elon Musk takes flamethrower to Republican leadership over big, beautiful bill that then gets into war of words with President Trump and epic showdown. Anyway, the point is, what I noticed was during the emergency broadcast, Alex Jones, who used to, until I don't know when, I don't follow him like that, but I know that for months, since Elon let him back on Twitter, his logo that said Alex Jones on the bottom of the video, the X in Alex Jones was the Twitter X symbol, and it's gone. Maybe that was gone before. I don't know. I don't follow him like that. But I did notice it's gone. What say you guys in the comments? Let's go over to the comments section. That's where the real folks are. Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to try to like accelerate through. I can't read every single comment out loud. Oh, let's talk about my tattoos. Here's a question for me. Yeah. Who's the guy on his left forearm? That's Stanley Kubrick. I wrote a book about Stanley Kubrick. I'm doing live lectures, hopefully soon. I did one in Vegas, and that is Red Cloak from Eyes Wide Shut. Then on the inside is my beloved Twin Peaks, you know? Or how do I get this on the screen? Yeah, that's all Twin Peaks. And then the other side's military stuff from when I was in the beautiful Air Force. Yeah, I just went over the Fox and CNN reports. Nothing crazy going on here. I'm letting the room fill up before I give you my useless, stupid opinion. Chad, hey, bro, love your show. Shout out, Chad. I really want a shirt like you have on, but I'm broke trying to get disability. How do I delete your comment? Hey, Chad, shoot me I'm going to delete your comment because you got your address on here, and I don't want people to see that. Shoot me an email, all right? Get on my, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. Or no, where can you? Get on my Instagram, shoot me a message, all right? Or Twitter, whatever you're using. Sorry. Don't put your personal info on here, guys, ladies, gentlemen. Howley, please God, Nolan, JD. Yeah, this feels very wrestling, right? Yeah. And I'm not too much of a political guy. I've got my opinions, but I know nobody wants to hear them, and that's okay. Because I'm actually pretty moderate. Fairly. Let's see here. Musk was affiliated with Maxwell and Epstein too, so I don't understand his attention to them. Okay. Damien doesn't hear the ice. I know. All my ice is melted right now. Sad. Okay. Let me keep going here. All right. Red Shoe Club. Flight long. Okay, yeah. Sorry. If you're listening at home, you're like, dude, this is stupid. Why are you not saying nothing? It's because I'm reading comments. Okay, CB says, in the old contact book, the Trump's names come up more than any other group. The whole family was in there. That is a fact. In fact, if you look at, I did a show about the white binder propaganda publicity stunt that was done when they were like, oh, we're releasing the files, and all the people that were designated to handle the files were like, oh, most transparent president ever. And then it turned out it was just old information. And it had Epstein's contact list, and you saw several of Trump's family members. Now, does that mean they were all doing inappropriate things? No, that doesn't mean that. Is it not a good look? Absolutely not a good look. Okay, here we go. Not Joe King to me. I missed the quality grift at the beginning. Don't you worry. I'll be grifting. I'm going to grift till the wheels fall off this thing, all right? I still got more grifting in me. All right. Yeah, shout out to all the people like Howard on here. Tell them everyone like and sub. Yeah, because I'm not good at doing this yet. I know you're supposed to sort of tell everyone like and subscribe, share, whatever. Hit the like button. Appreciate it. In fact, we got almost, I get a count on my end, and I think I'm up to almost 400 people total, I guess. Yeah, Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper was right. That's right, Bloodcrafty 5553. Bill Cooper had beef with all these people. And there's some things about Bill Cooper that I don't know. Sometimes I don't know about Bill Cooper either, but overall, like he's my red pill daddy for sure. He's the guy I generally would stick to mostly. Been in Kubrick for a while. Yeah, love me some Kubrick. All right. Yeah, hit the like. Yeah, Tripper, what's up? Yeah. Okay, I'm right. I can't keep up with all the comments. Okay, here we go. Boom. Okay, back to me. Okay, so what happens now? I just told you all this stuff going on in the news. But maybe you're wondering, where does this go? What angle can I spin on this? Tesla shares are dropping. They dropped 15%, which is, I don't know, hundreds of billions of dollars for this guy since this whole fallout of these two, right? And Trump's saying the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts on Truth Social. Then Musk commented on a tweet about how that could end the International Space Station altogether, writing, "This just gets better and better. Go ahead, make my day."
Oof.
And you know, there's a part of, I don't know who feels like they're the alpha in this relationship. Because on the one hand, Elon Musk is the world's richest man. It's kind of one of those fun questions. Would you rather be the world's richest person or the world's most powerful person? But, I mean, that's if you believe that the U.S. president is the world's most powerful person, because maybe, right? A lot of people in the conspiracy world would say, well, you're just the different puppet, right? There's people above you still. I think I would take the money. I think I'd be the world's richest person. And then Elon started talking about making his own political party, right? And then he even says, Trump would have lost the election if it wasn't for my money. Basically calling him a cuck, which is the worst thing you can say to anybody in that red pill manosphere. Those are fighting words to these people. Because Elon said, without me, Trump would have lost the election, Dems would control the House, and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. And I agree with him. I think he bought, on some ways, he bought the election, because I think that's a very possible thing. There's a lot of talk about campaign reform to get rid of that so that you just run off of public money, which is a limited amount. And I think they need to go to that, honestly. I mean, this is crazy. You want to talk about an oligarchy? My man Bernie kept talking about the oligarchy buying the government, buying the news, and that's what they're doing. That's all part of the dark enlightenment. So is Twitter going to be the new, because that was part of the concern, was, okay, Twitter's now the new state media, right? Maybe not. Maybe this separates these two. And I was on Twitter combing around, and Jake Shields, who I don't know much about him. I know he shows up in a lot of the sort of conspiracy circles and says controversial things. He said, if I was accused of effing kids by Elon Musk, I would immediately release the files and clear my name. If Trump doesn't release the Epstein files now, it will be clear that he is compromised. And a lot of people on Twitter are saying stuff like Elon didn't kill himself, suggesting that, oh, I shouldn't see. This is why I'm terrible at the YouTube thing. I already said the words I can't say. It was nice knowing you guys. That's why I got to stick to the podcasting. Or they were pointing out that how Elon was only accusing Trump of all these improprieties after Trump took his government contracts away, which I don't know if that actually makes sense, because apparently, because he hasn't done that yet, right? So I don't think that really fits. Others say that this is all just a distraction. This is all them talking trash for no reason. So who knows what the truth is, right? But what we do know is that Trump is in the Epstein files. Now, I'm not saying he did inappropriate things. I'm just saying he is in there. That is a fact. So what Elon Musk said isn't wrong. What Elon Musk implies is that there's inappropriate things in there about him. Okay? That's the implication. And what's interesting is that you'll notice just recently Kash Patel, the FBI director, claimed him and Dan, what's his name, Bongo Dojo, claimed they were going to release the video. They were like, oh, we saw the video of Epstein unaliving himself, and yeah, he really did. He really did. In fact, we're going to release that video here soon. Bitch, what? We were told 1,000 times over the security cameras were malfunctioning and they didn't work and we have no idea. It's funny how all these years later, now that AI has the capability to make anything look real, now we're going to get the video. Okay, sounds good. But it's not a secret that Trump was friends with Epstein, right? There's literal video and audio of them hanging out. Trump saying how he was this great guy, and Ghislaine, oh, I wish her the best. There's the Lolita Express flight logs with his name on it. But again, where's the proof, right? Because I'm not making those claims. Elon is implying these claims. And the only evidence are, the only evidence would be the claims made by a woman who goes by the pseudonym of Katie Johnson, who claimed in 2016 that Trump and Epstein essayed her. Well, what's the... It's the thing worse than essay. It's the only thing, you know, worse. You know what I'm saying? Grape. I ate it. Anyway, they claim that... She claims that Trump and Epstein both her when she was 13. And she sued them in a lawsuit, but then later withdrew it, saying that she got all these threats. Hey, I don't know what happened there. But that's the sort of most, I don't know, evidence, if you would call that evidence. It was a claim, right? I'm very much into the camp of innocent until proven guilty, even for people that I don't agree with or don't trust, okay? Also, in unsealed court documents, there was another accuser of Epstein's called Sarah Ransom. She testified that a friend had confided in her about some relations with Trump at Epstein's New York townhouse. And Ransom claimed that her friend described Trump as having a particular interest in her and recounted very specific incidents. And but no charges filed, right? So who knows? Then another element of this is Diddy and Trump were friends. Like, they both sort of defended each other and talked highly of each other until things got political in 2016. And then I think Diddy sort of distanced himself. But all of Diddy's freak-off parties, his favorite place to go was the Trump Hotel in New York. Again, it's what do you call it? Circumstantial talking points. None of this means anything definitive, right? Because I think these are very serious claims, very serious charges to be made. And that's why people want those files, because they want to know what really happened and who did it, you know? Politico said that Virginia Giuffre, who was kind of the most, I would argue, the most famous Epstein accuser, she was recruited by Epstein's recruiter, Ghislaine Maxwell, at Mar-a-Lago, where she worked as a spa attendant. But Giuffre did not accuse Trump of misconduct. She just noted that she saw him around, but didn't make note of anything bad that he did. And what I think is strange here is also the timing here, because Virginia Giuffre literally just died by unaliving herself, supposedly, on April 25th of, you know, weeks ago. And before that, she had posted on Instagram a photo of herself in a hospital bed where she claimed that she was going to die in 4 days. She had gotten into a crash with a school bus, but then the police records say that the crash was very minor. There was no major injuries. And then on independent.com, they posted that her father insisted she did not die from unaliving herself and that someone got to her. A lot of people trying to keep things quiet on this is the point I want to stick with, okay? And from here, we get into the dark alignment stuff. And then I'm going to get to the comments, and we're going to wrap things up. Because some people think that in the world of conspiracy, all theory, that Epstein is a major donor into Palantir, which, again, I'm going to plug it again. Next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on same bat time, same bat channel, on my YouTube and my Twitter. Like and subscribe on both. I'm on Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes. And I'm on YouTube at Occult Symbolism, all one word. Like and subscribe on both. And we're going to talk about, first we're going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about all the things I've been doing, working on, books I'm reading, movies I'm watching, that kind of stuff. But then I'm going to talk about Palantir and how it fits into the dark enlightenment and how they're creating this mass surveillance project, okay? So be sure to join me for that. And I dug into this a little bit, and the Daily Beast and the Economic Times show that Epstein invested $40 million in 2015 into two funds managed by Valor Ventures, which is a venture capital firm co-founded by Peter Thiel. And Peter Thiel, as you know, co-founded Palantir with Alex Karp. So that is the connection there. Now, does that mean he directly invested into Palantir? I don't know that we can say that with certainty. You know, maybe some of these people that dig deep into these things, like Whitney Webb, maybe they would have more information on this. But the the interesting part is it says that the investment, that $40 million investment, grew to $170 million, making it the largest remaining asset in Epstein's estate. Because I don't know if you noticed the stock prices for Palantir, it's still pretty good. Okay. And the dark enlightenment, as you know, is something I've been digging deep into. I'm still working it. I did, what, 5 episodes on it, and I'm still researching. I'm still doing more. I'm planning on writing a book with more and sort of compiling all this information. That's the plan for now. So it's fascinating to see this clash of the titans happen right here. You know, Elon being this sort of techie elite kind of guy who I assumed was part of the plan to instill the tech authoritarian CEO king of the technocracy. And something is either falling apart or there's a bigger scheme at play here. All right. Oh, and another plug. I'll be on Coast to Coast Sunday night going into Monday morning, technically Monday morning. All right. It's going to be, I'm trying to think what it is in Eastern Standard Time, 3 to 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, midnight to 2 a.m. Pacific Time. I'm in Mountain Standard Time. I'll be on there 1 to 3 a.m. Talking Dark Enlightenment with the man with the golden voice, the silkiest voice, in all of radio, Richard Syrett. Yes, that's right. So check that out. We're going to talk Dark Enlightenment on Coast to Coast AM. So there you go. I got two. I told you I'd give you some grifting. You got two things to remember. One, I'm going to be on Coast to Coast Sunday night going into Monday morning. If you can't make it live, you'd have to subscribe to Coast, and you can download all the episodes. I've been on there. This will be my third time. Next Thursday, the 12th of June, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard, right here on the YouTube at Occult Symbolism and Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. Bring your Super Chats money. Make it rain on this hoe. I'm dancing for dollars. I'll be your clown. So, anyway, okay, let's bring it back together to Elon Musk. Remember, he had that black eye recently, if you recall. That might fit into all this. Maybe this is humiliation ritual stuff. Maybe it's all coordinated for some kind of kayfabe and other reason. I don't know, but it sure is fun to talk about and speculate on. It sure feels sleazy, right? Maybe this is all part of the Chaos Candidate stuff, right? You know that. You know the drill. Talking about this for years. And that Black Eye Club, that's this conspiracy with all these major political figures, which, you know, Elon kind of got political, right? All these major political figures, or even the Pope, they're getting socked in the eyeball. Some kind of initiation ritual for the Illuminati. Some even say that it's soul scalping, that they're swapping out the human soul for an alien soul. This gets into the David Icke reptilian shapeshifter theory and the Archons and the Demiurge. Ghislaine Maxwell, she had a black eye in 2021. Remember that? Strange things happening, folks. And some of their problems between Elon and Trump, you know, besides being these two sort of massively powerful, famous, rich folks. You remember Elon unlocked Trump's Twitter account? But then Trump didn't use it. Trump stuck with his own platform, Truth Social. And what's curious here, if you zoom out with this, is the shift in power from the mainstream media to these billionaire-funded platforms like Twitter, Truth Social. The mainstream media is, like, they're the cucks. They're just reading all the tweets and stuff and throwing them on the news sites. And that's what the Dark Enlightenment was all about. This is what Curtis Yarvin called the cathedral. It's about the collapse of the institutions from which we get all of our information, from which the world that we perceive and the reality that we build is crafted. They Alex Jones had the best name, the InfoWars thing. It is a war for your mind. It's about creating a reality and trying to get buy-in on their version of reality, because everything is subjective, everything. Reality is very malleable. It's very strange. And, you know, there should have always been a problem, really, with these two, with Elon and Trump. Because Trump, if you were to make caricature stereotypes, Trump is more of the, I don't know, Christian type crowd, or at least that's who he caters to. I don't know much of a Christian he is, but it's who he caters to, right? That's the people who are obsessed with him. And he doesn't really like immigrants and that kind of thing. And then you got Elon, who's literally formerly an immigrant who came to this country, and he's more into the anti-Christ transhuman agenda. So these two, like, it's oil and water. These two were never going to mix. And it could be this is all coordinated for something else. It could be maybe this lends itself to my Dark Enlightenment Part 4 theory where I talked about Elon Musk. Talked about him being demonically possessed by the Neuralink chip in his brain. Maybe this is part of that. Maybe it's making him act out. Maybe that's what that black eye is. Maybe he successfully channeled an alien into his body and that soul swapping. What do you call it? Soul swapping? Is that what it's called? Soul scalping. And that soul scalping ritual. But in conclusion, the one thing I do know is that we still haven't got those Epstein files. And I'm not holding my breath for us to ever get those files. So that's what I got. Let me catch up on the comments and then we'll let you go. Man, great show, everybody. Thanks for showing up. 459 people in the room. Oh man, I can't catch up with all these comments. Oh goodness. Oh my. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm caught up now. Bill Cooper, yes. Need a new book. I know. I haven't published a book in a couple years. Like I said, I'm working on a Dark Enlightenment book, and I'm working on a Twin Peaks book, which nobody wants. Thumbs up in the chat if you want a Twin Peaks book. If you want me to work on it, I should say. But I'm going to talk about all this next Thursday on the next live stream. Maybe I can talk to you about my tattoos. Who's Sloan Bella, Marilyn? I don't know who that is. Get with Sloan Bella to break it all down? I'm not sure who she is. Okay, here we go. Donald Trump. Okay, Glom Gazinga. What's up, Glom? A tier two supporter on the Breaking Socials. Donald Trump just handed Palantir the contract to build the federal AI database, which will be the single most dangerous consolidation of power in modern American history. I agree. That's what we're going to talk about next Thursday. I read through the New York Times articles on it and a Wired article, and I've got a bunch of notes. I mean, I should record it now. It's kind of relevant, but we're saving it for next Thursday when we go live. Okay, Naomi Wolf. Oh, boy. Marilyn, you stay connected. Yeah, maybe you should start a podcast. I'll have to dig into these people. I'll look into it. All right, let me write it down. Hold on. Naomi Wolf Palantir. All right, got it. Sloan. Oh, and then Naib says the same thing. Same people. Sloan, Bella, Naomi Wolf. I'll check them out. Palantir isn't a tech company. It's a surveillance machine run through the CIA, funded through InQtel, run by Peter Thiel. All facts. Agreed. Jamie, whoa. Jamie Hanshaw Dyer in the chat. What did I do to deserve such fame in here? Okay, what's Jamie saying? So if Elon didn't get mad, he was just going to keep DT and Epstein a secret forever. I know. That's the kind of stuff that doesn't make sense. Oh, Peter Thiel's forehead veins going to blow or what? When I see those forehead veins, I just want to take a little bite. Like a vampire. Okay, here we go. Let's see. It's perfect. Okay, Leah says it's perfect for them to make money off his stocks, just like the time he smoked weed on Rogan. Yeah, I think that's a component of this. A lot of the stuff with the tariffs and things, it's them sort of doing market manipulation, I guess, right? If you're just joining me on the live stream, we're pretty much done. I'm wrapping up and reading some comments. And then I'm out of here. I'm going to get me a... what am I drinking now? I'm drinking the... Sam's Choice Zero Cola. Awesome. Broke, bitch. You know what I'm saying? 2-liter bottle. Not even cans. I got the 2-liter bottle. Saving that money, baby. Stacking that bread. Dave Ramsey style. Gazelle focused. What? All right. Let's see here. What's up, Mr. Yeshua? Mr. Yeheshua? Elon Ye collab coming. Oh, that'll be insane. In fact, but here's the thing. I stopped paying attention to Ye. He's just, it's like too gross. It's like, bro, you're more talented than this. What are you doing? But I think he does have brain damage, so it makes sense. Yeah, Jamie, they all just use each other anyway. Yeah, it does feel all very political theater-y, this whole thing. Yeah, Naib, I had Elon blocked too. I blocked him. I unblocked him. I said, all right, bro, I'm back in. I'm back in. Patel and Bongino's vibes on that video seem very compromised. I agree. Epstein introduced him to Melania, allegedly. Yeah, I think he met Melania through, was it Ford models or Trump models? Which, like, there's always this sort of Eastern Bloc modeling connection with all these folks. It's like Eastern Bloc models, intelligence from that one little country. You know which one I'm talking about. And then billionaires, tech elite billionaires. Jamie says, we were supposed to get Epstein files. Best they could do is bring the Tates here on that very day. Oh, it was the same day, wasn't it? What's wrong with these people? You know, it's like they're messing with us. They want AI as president. Facts. Just like the Matrix of Terminator. Yep. Well, Trump pardoned Diddy. I don't know. I mean, who knows, man? I think I'm more in the camp of, I think that if you buy the right amount of crypto and pay enough money, you get out. I think that's why NBA Youngboy got out. What's up, Rough Rider? Yeah, we're never going to see the files. There's too many of these people that are the puppet masters in the files. They're not going to release them. Epstein donated at least $800,000 to the MIT Media Lab. Amanda says Peter Thiel and Elon were both founders of PayPal. Pretty much. That's pretty accurate. Peter Thiel was, and he kind of bought out Elon's X system. And so pretty much, yeah. Set up future shows with notifications. I'll have to figure out how to do that. I did that last time, but then YouTube glitched out on me. I don't know what's up. Well, it was the guy recently with the crazy eye, Klaus Schwab's replacement. Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with that. That dude was crazy. He's something out of a... Didn't he look like the dude from one of those Bond movies? Anyway, mind hacker. Often do you go to the gym? Well, here's the thing. I used to go... CrossFit, right? First off, shout out CrossFit. I would go many times, 5 to 7 times a week. I'd go do 5 WODs a week and then a couple lifting days. That was back when I was super fit. Now I'm getting kind of fat. Now I'll be eating some too many cookies. And I work out. And I'm getting old, right? I'm in my 40s. My body's starting to fall apart. So I'll CrossFit WOD 3 to 4 times a week. And I'll try to walk, you know... Yeah, I was hitting a lot of steps when I was motivated to lose weight. But now, you know, I go through my phases. Now I'm like, I don't care. I'll just be fat. Who cares? Walking, I think, is probably your best bet, honestly. Walking 10 to 20,000 steps, man. If you could do it, do it. And then try to starve yourself. Like, I try to starve myself in the morning. I basically try not to eat as long as I can. But I'm a husky boy. I like to eat. I used to buy those Husky jeans back in the 80s in fifth grade. I was on them Huskies. I used to eat Ring Dings. I ate boxes of Ring Dings. Oh, I was so chubby. I loved it. You know, I think once you got that in you, it's hard to break free. I just love it, man. I like eating too much. It's a shame. Tear the sleeves off your shirt. Rough Ride, that's a good point. Tear the sleeves off your shirt. It'll look good. You'll be all right. Cheryl, what's up? My number one supporter, Cheryl. I'm glad you could join, Cheryl. Appreciate you. All right, Paige. Shout out, Paige. I know you're a supporter too. Thank you so much. Naib and Mr. C&D love the Twin Peaks stuff. I know. I'm going to write the book. It's going to be a passion project. I'm just going to finish it. Dude, we're almost at 500... people. Let's go, man. Let's go. Twin Peaks. Rough Rider says push-ups, pull-ups, and bar dips would be a good start. All right, we cleared 500. Shout out to all you people. I love you guys. You guys are great. This is dope. I love these live streams, man. I'm digging it. I don't know if it's really that exciting to listen to, especially if you don't catch it live. All right, someone else wants to bring back the Cooper Coffee t-shirt. You know, I think I might have won. No, I don't think I did. I think I sold them all. Yep. Yeah, you got it. Next Thursday live stream. This Sunday, going into Monday morning, coast to coast. Check me out, bro. Check me out. Glam Gazingo. Sinners. Yes, I got it. It just released on Amazon, I believe. I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to watch it ASAP. Hopefully this weekend. We'll see. Hell, maybe after this. I don't know. There's a new Love Island. I don't know if you guys are into sleazy reality dating shows. Me and Josie love it. Yeah, Holly, Sam's is good stuff. I'm challenging everyone. You want to save a few bucks? Here's what you're going to do. I'm going to take you down Super Grifter Alley. I'm going to tell you how to save money. You're going to save if you go to get the Sam's Zero. I'm in Utah. I don't know what the prices are where you're at. If you get the Sam's Cola Zero, it tastes just like Coke Zero. I'm telling you, you're not going to tell the difference. I'm telling you, you're not going to tell the difference. It's all marketing propaganda, Edward Bernaysian manipulation. You can get a 2 liter of Sam's Choice Zero Cola for a buck. It was $1.22. Walmart just rolled back the prices to a dollar. And a 2 liter of regular Coke Zero, it's got to be $3. The cans are even, don't even get me started on the cans. The cans are outrageous. You're going to pay even more. So switch your cola over to that Coke, and you don't want the full sugar. You're going to get diabetes. Don't do that. Get that Coke Zero. Get the Sam's Zero. A dollar for a 2 liter. You're going to spend, you buy five of them for the month. That's $5. Boom. And that money you saved on all the sodas, you're going to give to me. Head over to the patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Go ad free, bonus content. You're going to love it. If Trump takes on Aubrey Marcus, the radical monogamist as VP, that'll be curtains. Oh, boy. We're living a simulation if that happens. I'll be like, okay, turning in my Christian warrior hat. They talk about singularity on Mountain Head. All right, shout out. Got it. Okay, am I done? Nope, I still got more. Okay. Edward says CrossFit is satanic. Oh, don't you dare say such awful things. CrossFit saved my life. I had such depression and raging anxiety, and CrossFit changed my life. I had a friend who told me to do it for years, and I was like, I'm not doing that. That looks not manly. And then I did. I was like, oh, these are some tough mother suckers. And now I'll be RX. Now I'm the tough mother sucker. In fact, we just did I couldn't do Murph this year. I hurt my back. Like I said, I'm getting old. We were doing hang snatches, and I hurt my back. But we were doing some manly wads the other day, and I was crushing it. I was like, hell yeah. I'm such a badass. The guys in my gym would smoke me. It's ridiculous. Skinny Fresh, what up, fool? I haven't talked to you in forever, man. What you been up to? You watched that Pee-wee documentary? I hope you did. It was beautiful. I love me some Pee-wee Herman. And, you know, shout out Pee-wee Herman. He's vindicated. Hopefully he didn't do the things that the media said he did, but it sounded to me like they made it all up. Will I review any other David Lynch movies? Maybe. I've seen Mulholland Drive. I've seen Lost Highway was the first Lynch movie I ever saw. I've seen Eraserhead. I've got Inland Empire. I tried to watch it. I was maybe an hour in, and I was like, this is boring, man. Someday. Grifter's Alley graphic. I know. I need to start figuring that out. Yeah, Skinny. Catch me on Coast to Coast. Yeah, Hallie. $1 for the 2 liter. You know what's up. Hallie knows what's up. Got to get that Sam's Choice. I'm telling you, it's the same thing. I took Jimmy the Jackhammer. We bought. He didn't believe me. He was sure. He was so positive he could tell the difference. He said, prepare to be amazed. And I said, okay, fool, let's see. I had Sam's Cola Zero, Coke Zero, Pepsi, Diet Coke. He couldn't tell. I swear I can tell the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero because Diet Coke tastes like battery acid to me. I could be wrong on that, too. Maybe my mind could be blown. Yeah, Rough Rider, buy a 2 liter for a dollar. Give a dollar to Isaac. I love that. That's great. Yeah, Paige, if you got anxiety, I'm telling you, because here's the trick of CrossFit. You go into the regular gym, and you're going to be lifting. You go into your little elliptical, you know, you break a sweat. You're listening to podcasts, whatever. F all that. You don't want that. What you need is CrossFit, where it's going to be, you don't get to choose your music. You don't put your headphones on. You're going to go in there, and you're going to be told what to do. like a dog. You're going to be in there and they're going to work you out. You're going to be miserable. You're going to be like, this is a nightmare. What am I doing here? Praying for death, praying for the end of the workout. And you know what that forces you to do? It forces you to go into a flow state, a meditative flow state. You will literally be in a meditative flow state for a long time, however long the WOD is. Sometimes the WODs are 10, 5 minutes, sometimes they're 20, sometimes they're 45 minutes. Depends on which one you do. Murph's like an hour. And the whole time, your mind, you can't think of anything else because it hurts too bad. And you're just thinking about the next rep. How do I get the next rep done? And you go into a flow state, and it's all the things they've ever said about meditation is true. And I know that because of CrossFit, not because of meditation. I've tried meditation. I've done it, and it really does help, but boy, is it boring. It's painful. I got monkey mind. I can't sit there and meditate, but CrossFit, you'll get it in. All right, Skinny Fresh, you've seen the Pee-wee. Yeah, Gom, shout out. Glad you guys could join. Yeah, Kiki, give me the red dye 40 sometimes. You know what I mean? I eat Fruity Pebbles too. I'm not gonna stop eating Fruity Pebbles. I eat pretty healthy, but you know, there's only so much you can do. Maggie, oh, you listened to the show. Shout out. Okay. Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. Appreciate you. Mind Hack said, Inland Empire takes patience, better not sober. Randy, Gravity Falls. Yes. You know what's funny is years ago, I started watching every single episode. I've got notes on the first, because there was two seasons. I want to say 40 episodes. I've got like 30 of the episodes. I got notes on all of them. I just got to get back in there and finish them. I'm going to do a Gravity Falls episode one day. Just got to get back into it. Jacob, careful, Maggie. Josie will throw ads. Hey, you know, maybe. We all appreciate things in life, so it's fine. I do CrossFit, but I don't want to join a cult. Yeah, you do. Well, not with that attitude, you're not going to join a cult. Get in there and join the cult. A little bit of cults is all right, you know? Skinny Fresh, the part with Pee-wee's black cat got to me. Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, man. Thanks for the shout-out. All right. Yeah. I got that Pee-wee Herman doll still. In fact, I need to get it up on my... Is it on this shelf? No, it's in the other room. I got to get it up here. All right, I got to go. Okay, we made it to the end of the comments. Oh, wait a minute. But wait a minute. There's Ryan. CrossFit's the best thing I've done as an adult. Force you into the zone. You got it, Ryan. Ryan knows what's up. Special guest Ryan Springer in the house. All right. You caught me at the end, Ryan. Sorry, dude. I got to roll. I got sodas to drink and movies to watch. Sinners, I think, is going to be the plan. Okay. All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening to my nonsense. Be sure to remember the Grifton. This Sunday night at midnight. Going into Monday morning, I'll be on coast to coast. Well, I'm sorry. Let me give you the correct time. It'll be Eastern Standard 2 to 4 a.m. No, shit. The Pacific Standard Time is midnight to 2 a.m. coast to coast. I'll be on there. Sunday night going into Monday morning. Then next Thursday, June 12th, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to talk about Palantir. We're going to talk about conspiracies. You're going to hit me with the live streams. Comments, and we're going to talk about things. Okay? Hit me with a super chat money. Okay? All right. Okay. Love you guys. Stay positive.